بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين، وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين يخشون ربهم بالغيب لهم مغفرة وأجر كبير. صدق الله، صدق الله العظيم. As I was coming here, it just felt like I was here yesterday. And subhanAllah, the way how these days and these weeks and months are not just going by, rather they're flying. This just tells us how fast our life is going. And subhanAllah, our life at this point, maybe we don't even drive this fast as our life is going now. We may drive at 100, 120, 140, but no one will take it up to 200. Very few. But our life is going even faster than that. And as this life is going so fast, it seems like our brakes are not working either. And when a person is going that fast, and we know that this car, he doesn't have brakes, or the brakes are not so good, there is a chance that this person will get into an accident. Right now our life is going at that fast speed. And subhanAllah, when we look and check ourselves, we will see that our brakes are not in good condition. And yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us an opportunity of going into that garage so we can fix ourselves. Yet again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His infinite mercy and kindness, has blessed us again with these few days so that we can tune ourselves up. So that we can control this fast life that we have right now. So we can take control of it rather than our life controlling us. In these few minutes, I'll just like to mention this one ayah of Suratul Mulk that I recited before you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَيْبِ. That verily those people who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in such a state that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not there or present in front of them. Rather, He's ghaib. This is one of the attributes of Allah. That عَالِمُ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ. That He has the knowledge of the unseen and the seen. Right now for us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is unseen. We can't see Him. But we know that He's still there. We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He exists. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says that they fear Me, these people. They fear Me even though they cannot see Me. Because when we see Allah, then there is no challenge. Then the game is over. All of us, with the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we all have taken the shahada. What is the shahada? Bear witnessing in what? The fact that there is no God except for Allah. There is no creator except for Allah. There is no one mighty except for Allah. And alhamdulillah, all of us who are sitting here We have taken testimony and faith in that. But subhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the ability of sinning here because of that. But what is it that we have done to obtain it? We have done nothing. There was no application form that we filled out. There was no appointment that we made with Allah. Nor did we have to give any fees. Nor did we have to study. Nor did we have to stay in the company of certain people. Nor did we have to have certain skills. This deen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed all of us, it's a universal deen. Regardless if a person is rich or poor, regardless if a person understands the Arabic language or not, regardless of what this person's ethnic background, color, race, that none of that stuff matters. According to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. The one who has the most piety, this the quality of taqwa, which we have mentioned again and again in our previous talks in regards to Ramadan, that what is it that we want to obtain from this month is that we want to obtain the awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. The one who is the closest to Allah is the one who has this taqwa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us this.
Amen.
So there is nothing that we have done to obtain this deen. Allah just gave it to us. And not did only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give it to us. Rather, He did not just bless us with it. Rather, He made us from amongst those people who had it in the past and those people who have it now. But the difference between us and the people in the past is that subhanAllah, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions in the hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the hadith of Ibn Majah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made Jannah forbidden upon all of those previous nations until my ummah does not enter into Jannah. Why is it that? كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. Quran speaks about it. كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. You are the best of nations. Why is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose us? We ever thought about it? We ever thought about this fact? That why is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when the other previous anbiya alayhi salam, forget the nations, prophets, they made dua, oh Allah, make us the prophet of this ummah. Make us the prophet of this ummah. And subhanAllah, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he went even a step further. Oh Allah, if I can't be the prophet of this ummah, of this nation, oh Allah, make me the follower of this prophet. What is it that we have done? We have done nothing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has just given it to us. And after receiving it, what type of appreciation have we done in return for this gift that Allah has given us? This is the thing that we need to ponder over. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَيْبِ. Those who fear Allah in such a state, they cannot see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَ وَأَجْرٌ كَبِيرٌ. Allah says two things, that they would be forgiven. They will get the forgiveness of Allah, and there is a great reward for them from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, when a father, he tells his child that if you do these certain things, I will give you $5. The child thinks twice. You know, $5, subhanAllah, nowadays you tell them $5, he won't do anything. $5 is nothing. When we know in our time, $5 was worth compared to 500. Now $5, you keep your $5. Now the starting rate is a 20. And now if the father tells him, I'll give you $20, he would consider doing it. But if the father says, forget $20, I'll give you even greater than that. Imagine what the son would feel and what he is willing to do. Allah is saying that you just have this iman in me and do what you have to do. I will give you a great reward. Who is promising us this great reward? Is it a king? Is it a president? Is it a ruler? Who is this? Who is this? Who's saying this? It is the King of all kings. It is Rabbul Alameen subhanahu wa ta'ala who's saying, I will give you a great reward. Can we imagine what that reward is? Can we think and ponder over what that reward is? All of us sitting here, we all came into this month. As the month has just started, all of us, we all have certain deficiencies. All of us have certain needs. All of us know ourselves better than anyone else. We all know what our situation is from inside. No matter how much we try to hide it, and try to make ourselves look good in front of others, but at the end of the day, we know what is our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How much are we willing to go after that reward that Allah is promising us? What is it that we're willing to do for that? And subhanAllah, if you remember last year, there was a scholar who kept on using these words, and those same reward, these same words are coming back to me this year as well. Hatta mata. Hatta mata. Then until when? Until when are we going to continue living our life the way we are living? If God forbid, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was to take our life today or tomorrow, are we in a position that we can present ourselves to Allah? This is a question for all of us. That are we in a position that we can stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Are we willing and are we ready to say, oh Allah, I have fulfilled my responsibility, and oh Allah, give me that gift? Can we demand that gift from Allah? That great reward Allah has promised all of us, can we say to Allah, based on these amal and these actions that I have done, can you give me that reward? Sincerely ask ourselves. And if our question is no, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this opportunity right now so that we can work towards getting that gift. So that we can stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, oh Allah, I utilized this month to the best of my ability, and oh Allah, I did everything that I could to abstain from haram and come into your obedience. Oh Allah, please forgive me. Oh Allah, give me that gift now. This is what we want from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this month. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of our deeds in this month. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring sincerity in our intentions. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our du'as. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability of witnessing this month again and again and again. And even though the month of Ramadan has just started, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us starting from today onwards, inshaAllah. SubhanAllah, bihamdihi, subhanAllah, bihamdihi. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك.